Well, here's another one of my trade-based tips. Hello, Woody, it's Ian Cath here. And it's one of the little tips that I've worked out over the years to help with all those tricky situations where you've got some tools, maybe, and you want to stop them from rusting. Problem with that is, if you coat it in oil, it's going to get all greasy. So how do you deal with the problem? Well, I've had this issue plenty of times. Things like saws, hand planes. I've even got a surface table that rusts from time to time, and I need to clean them up. And there's nothing worse, because the rust gets on everything. It gets on all the timber that you might be using, gets over your hands. It's just horrible stuff. So what I do is I always rub it down with some fine wet and dry paper, probably 400 grit, something like that, so you end up with a polish. And then what I do is I rub into it mold release wax. Mold release wax is what's used in the fiberglass industry. But if you haven't got any of that, don't worry about it. Maybe you've got some car polish, car wax. Now, I'm not talking about the liquid car wax. I'm talking about the hard car wax, Canubra wax and the like. If you happen to have some of that, or floor wax, or furniture wax, not beeswax because it's a bit too sticky, but you know, some of the hard waxes, you could even get away with paraffin, I think. But ideally, mold release wax is brilliant, because mold release wax is designed to be rubbed on, allowed to basically let the solvents dry off it and then buff it back. And what happens is a little bit of the wax stays behind. What I like about this technique is what you end up with is you end up with a steel surface, clean, polished, because you've waxed it, and the wax has gone into the grain of the metal, and rust, well, water and moisture and everything just basically stays away from it, and it doesn't rust for a good long while. Now, this is not a permanent fix. It's not like paint. Give it a few months, and again, it will start to rust, especially in the wet climates and when it's hot and sticky and you've got sweaty hands. It's nothing worse, but this will definitely keep the rust away for a good long time. Another one of my hints, another one of my tips that I've worked out over years of being in the trade, and love you to share with me if you find it of any value. Thanks. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.